This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back, world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Barillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots wrap up the 2011 regular season by taking on the 6-9 Buffalo Bills.
Brady takes the snap. Looks, fires, ends up. Yeah! Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the fat out of the fire.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Very happy to have Andy Hart lead us right into our final regular season version of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios here at Gillette Stadium.
The first of 2012.
Yes, and that'll be, I've been told on Twitter that they definitely have us confused because they were wondering how many lame New Year's-related jokes that I would make.
Yeah, Paul doesn't make jokes. He's just lame.
That's Andy's side of the street. No, lame jokes.
No, I know. You're just lame.
That's your side of the street. Absolutely.
I wasn't really thinking of any. I don't really think New Year's is all that relevant.
Now he's just poo-pooing the whole idea of the calendar.
It's getting a waste.
Getting right back into our PFW in progress conversation.
Why don't we have New Month's Day every month? The first of every month should be New Month's Day.
You know what?
Go get the calendars ready, folks.
You have more in common with Mike Felger than you'll ever.
New Year's
ever
Day
believe.
Is useless.
What is so wrong with it?
We flicked the calendar. Ooh, I'm going to forget and have to scribble out the year when I write out a check. Stupid.
You're stupid.
Start your show.
You're stupid.
Somebody was up too late last night, I think.
A little bit.
I think we all were up too late last night.
I'll tell you what else is overrated. Is Sam Adams a sponsor? Is Sam Adams? Have you had the Infusium? Sam Adams created their own
liquor. Andy, what do I drink?
Well, this is their version of champagne, but it's also
really?
An ale.
I didn't know that.
So we had the house party I was at. They had some.
House party?
Well, you know,
was Tyquan Underwood
really.
There?
No. And they had some.
Matt knows what I'm talking about. You have no idea.
I know what house party is.
Why did they ask if Tyquan Underwood was there?
Because the fade.
With who?
The kid and play fade.
All right.
It's pretty obvious.
Andy was dancing with Tyquan last night. We all know it.
Lame joke started with Paul. He thinks he has to explain it to me.
Oh, because sometimes you do.
But it was terrible. It tasted like either bad beer or bad champagne mixed together.
Yeah, I've never had it. And
they did that. They released that 10 years ago, I believe. They released it. It was called the Millennium Edition.
It's terrible.
All right, there you go.
Or it tastes like somebody took your beer and maybe poured like a little apple juice in it to make it taste a little different. And
yeah, it doesn't sound like it was something I want.
And it was unanimous at the party I was at. Everybody goes, this just tastes weird and not in a good way.
So was it an enjoyable New Year's Eve for you,
oh,
despite
sure.
the fact that you hate New Year's?
Sure, had some lasagna, some wraps, some beers.
If it was up to Andy, it would still be 1988.
No.
Well, no,
maybe 2012.
When was
just like it is. It wouldn't be all that relevant.
When did Bo get hurt?
How about new?
When did Bo get hurt? When
new
did
Weeks
eventually
Day.
Hurt his...
Every Sunday we can have New Week's Day. It's a new week. Woohoo!
I told you Andy would be the one with the lame jokes. When did Bo originally get hurt? Hurt the hip the first time. What year?
I don't know.
You wish it was the year
1990,
before that.
I think.
Okay, so you wish it was 89 forever.
Oakland.
And Bo was never hurt.
Cincinnati at Oakland. The announcer said, "Oh." He's probably got a little hip pointer. He'll be back next week, no problem.
So we do have the Buffalo Bills in town for the season finale. There is something on the line for the Patriots, obviously. The number one seed can get locked down here with a victory. Far and away, the biggest story of the week was Tom Brady and his ailing left shoulder, or whether or not it actually is an ailing left shoulder. He was on the injury report on Wednesday, listed as having not injury-related. However, on Thursday and Friday, he was limited at practice, and
hurt at home.
They did list it as a left shoulder injury. The explanation from the team to the league was that it was a planned day off, so they didn't have to list any injury for the planned day off. So
if he had died and they said did not practice, they would have said non-injury related, even though he died.
I guess in theory.
We were planning to have him off. Now, he died in between then and now.
Or, instead of being so dramatic, let's say that maybe he tore his ACL.
Not injury related.
I guess it wouldn't have listed as a torn ACL until Thursday. I don't know. But anyway, that's what they did, and that was the story far and away of the week. It got some attention when Adam Schefter of ESPN on Thursday reported that he would not be taking part in practice, only to, within an hour, amend that by saying he would be limited at practice and would only talk about and only take part in the stretching portion of the workout. Our own Eric Scalavino, who we'll touch base with later in this program, give him props, Andy. He stuck it out. We have about a 15 or 20 minute window where a reporter from every affiliation can go out to practice. Everybody went out there, saw that Tom Brady was present on Thursday, and decided to run in like little lemmings and tweet that information. And Eric said, I'm going to wait, because you can't tweet while you're out on the field at practice. I should explain why that was relevant. Eric said, everybody's going to tweet the same thing, so I'm going to wait, and I'm going to see what Brady does. He watched Brady throw the football, and it was his observation that he did not look overly fluid doing so, and he tweeted that information out, which actually elicited a little bit of a catfight between two of the smaller members of the media, Eric Scalavino and Ian Rappaport from the Boston Herald. Andy referred to it as a catfight, very accurately, I might add.
It is what it is.
So
they were
anyway,
hitting each other with their purses.
That's where we're at. That was the story of the week, and we'll get into a lot more about this, whether or not you think Brady should play, how important you think the number one seed is. Andy Hart is going to wave at me and let me know he has something to say off Twitter, I believe.
You brought up the big story of the week was clearly Tom Brady. I would say the secondary big story of the week is the future here in New England of Tom Brady's coach, Bill O'Brien. Adam Schefter just tweeted, and it's getting a lot of retweets by various media outlets here in New England. Adam Schefter on Twitter, Patriots OC Bill O'Brien, a leading candidate, if not the leading candidate, as Joe Paterno's successor at Penn State.
Should I add in that I can confirm?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, the question some of our tweet followers have posed is, would the Patriots miss him if he were to leave? Because his contract is up here in New England. So, you know, some of the options are, he gets a bigger money deal, I would say, to stay as your offensive coordinator. He goes to coach in college, where he has a lot of experience at Penn State. Or, you know, there's also been reports by Jason Lockenfora and others that he could be an NFL head coaching candidate. So the big question is, if he leaves, what are the Patriots left with? And I would say a bigger question is, will this have any impact over the next 2 weeks as you prepare for a postseason game?
To me, that's the biggest question. The last one you posed is, how does it affect the immediate future of the team?
You know, Charlie Weiss was already the head coach at Notre Dame, and he was working double duties.
And by all accounts, handled it very well.
Yes.
I think Belichick was very happy with his commitment to the Patriots in those final weeks leading up to the what ultimately was the last Super Bowl championship in 2004.
My guess is Penn State's best scenario would be Bill O'Brien leads the Patriots to the Super Bowl title and then takes over as Penn State coach for that huge big bang.
Absolutely.
You know, for an organization that needs a fresh start and a pretty new face,
couldn't agree with
that
you
would
more.
Be perfect for them. Now, I don't know if that'll happen, and I don't know if he'll even end up there or whatever, but I would assume that's what they're rooting for.
Now, the first part of your question that you asked is, you know, what would the Patriots lose? And a lot of the Twitter followers, I guess, are wondering that, because I don't think Bill O'Brien is thought of very highly by a lot of fans.
Which is interesting.
Which I think is ridiculous, but, I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody what their opinion should be or shouldn't be. But I would say, in terms of what you're going to miss, I think Charlie Weiss was excellent in the role. I think Josh McDaniels was excellent in the role. I don't think you've missed either one of them.
Right.
I think you have number 12. You have a system that he's been in virtually his entire time. Yeah, it's gone through some changes and transformations, but basically it's the same offensive system. They're going to continue to move the football and score points. They have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together will find ways to move the ball and put points on the board.
Now,
and somebody else will come in as that offensive coordinator and probably do what Bill O'Brien had to do and what Josh McDaniels had to do and sort of work in that role without the title.
But am I naive to think that the well is kind of running dry there? Now, I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone, but Brian Ferentz is a guy on PFW Progress we've posed as a young, rising coaching talent. He's been a position coach for 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a titular
sense. The other guys that are around, the veteran coaches, are sort of locked. I mean, you know, like an Ivan Fears has been around as a position coach for 20-plus years.
Right.
Dante, I don't think, is necessarily interested in being the offensive coordinator. Obviously, he is more than qualified to do so. But I think if he wanted to he'd have been by now. And Chad O'Shea is a guy who hasn't been around. Maybe he's the guy over Brian Ferentz. I don't know. But, you know, that's something that Bill Belichick would have to figure out. But I just think in the immediate, I don't think you lose a whole lot because I think you're going to continue. I don't think you miss Charlie Weiss that much. I don't think you miss Josh McDaniels.
No, I don't.
That much.
Especially if you know, as long as you have Brady, I don't think it's a huge deal. But the combo factor, and I'll prepare to get all the emails and the questions, is you don't have a defensive coordinator. Now, you may end up with Matt Patricia ascending to that role next year, but you're going to continue to get all these bills spread too thin. You know, what's going on? Why won't he bring in big name guys? Blah, blah, blah. Questions. If indeed O'Brien leaves and you just have, you know, no offensive coordinator, you'll probably promote, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but who's the coaching assistant that works with the quarterbacks now?
George Godsey.
George Godsey may get promoted to quarterbacks coach. He spent the year working with quarterbacks.
He could be a guy that is,
on the fast track like Bill O'Brien.
Like Bill O'Brien was, you know, a guy who maybe had a little bit. I don't think he had the resume that O'Brien had when he got here, but a guy with a little bit more of a resume than the average coaching assistant would have when he comes to the NFL.
Right. I just think you continuing down the same road.
At what point is it too much, is your question.
Charlie Weiss was in the system forever.
Yep.
And then Josh McDaniels grew up in the system for a long time. And then Bill O'Brien was in the system for a little bit. Now you're going to get down to, you know, a guy that's been in the system a couple of years and is really, I mean, it gets a little less perfect every time, it seems like.
I understand your point.
And when do you reach the point where it matters?
And I think Bill O'Brien, and you know this, I think Bill O'Brien is very underrated. I think he does a great job of adjusting, and people don't give him credit for that. People think that he always waits too long to do things. I think he's done some innovative things. Now,
most importantly, he yelled at Tom Brady on the sideline. That seems to be what made him this great head coaching candidate.
Yeah, I don't
eyes.
Quite get that. I could give you as many reasons why that's a good thing as it's a bad thing. If you're looking at a potential head coach down the road, but that's neither here nor there. But I think he's perceived, maybe it's all Belichick. Maybe Belichick is the guy who does all this game plan stuff and it's not Bill O'Brien. Maybe I'm giving O'Brien credit for stuff that really he doesn't do, but I think he's done a pretty good job, and I think he would be missed. I just think that they would continue to move the ball and score points as long as Brady and Belichick are together.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I think it'll be less than ideal, but you'll still probably see a top three offense or so in the NFL, and every week you're scoring a lot of points. I know it's not going to resonate well within Patriots Nation because they're going to just promote, somebody from within, and people will be worried. They'll be scared, and they'll say, this is why you're not quite as good. This is why you're in tight games. This is, you know what I mean? It'll be another factor, kind of like the Bill GM thing. Oh, sure. He needs more help there. And it'll be another factor. But probably won't have to deal with that for a while, if at all. Locally, I haven't seen much reported on, has he been contacted to interview? Has he interviewed? Will he interview this week during the bye? How could this play itself out? All those various he may have no interest. Now, I think the interesting thing for him is the contract being up. Now, do you want to just be a good foot soldier and stay with Bill Belichick? Or do you want to use this even as leverage to get $1 million?
That's what I think he's probably going to try to do.
I don't know that that'll sit well.
Oh, I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if it'll even work. I don't.
He could go down the, who was the guy at BC?
Jagosinski.
Where all of a sudden you don't have a job anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that works. So we have a great start to our show today because we do have some, fairly high profile topics for a week 17 game.
Your quarterback and your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, for a game that's marginally important. I mean, I know we can talk, we could spend 2 hours talking about the differences between number one and number two, but I think in reality, you and I both agree on this. It's a small difference. And, the potential trip, if you end up being number two, is to either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. That's the only two teams that you can go to. Those are the only two teams that have a chance to get the number one seed. It's Pittsburgh or Baltimore. So you're talking about an hour and, 15-minute flight tops?
Right.
It's not like going to San Diego, that's something that could derail you.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
yeah, change everything you do. Nothing would change.
Obviously, it's easier to win at home than on the road, but it's not. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Is it?
Well, it hasn't been in the playoffs the last couple of years.
That's all
but
I'm
that's,
saying.
That's beside the point.
Plus, we've seen just in the NFL plenty of road teams in the postseason going to Super, wild card teams going on runs, and I think that home field has been devalued a little bit by teams just getting healthy and hot at the right time, and that's the most important thing.
This is our 20th version of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, so everybody by now knows the drill and all the different ways to participate. We have our ace ticket hotline at 508-298-0398, and we also have the emails at webradio@patriots.com. We like to check with those two things as often as we possibly can. Andy is constantly on the Twitter feed for the pregame social, always with the hashtags of PPGS for Patriots pregame social, of course. And at the top of every show, we like to check in with Andy, who looks at the FanTab index for the Patriots, one of our nice friendly sponsors who helps get this show on the air every week. FanTab.com takes the temperature of Patriots Nation.
Well, right now the temperature of Patriots Nation is warm, about 87. You know, that's a nice warm summer day, not too hot.
Sure.
But, you know,
it's
Patriots
a nice,
fans.
Nice day today, by the way.
Yes, very nice here at Gillette Stadium, and fans should enjoy a New Year's Day special. But 87, I think, is probably where it should be. We talked about this last week. You know, you should be confident, but not overconfident. You don't know for sure that you have either the best team in the AFC or the best team in all of football. But you're certainly more confident than, say, Jets and Dolphins fans. You know, Jets need a lot to happen to get in the postseason here and simply aren't playing that well. But I would urge fans, if you don't agree with 87, think it's too high because the defense stinks, think it's too low because Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback that ever lived, get on FanTab, sign up, and vote. Have your voice heard for all of Patriots Nation to see.
Okay, and we're going to do a little bit earlier than we normally do. We always check in with an out-of-town writer as part of our Patriots pregame social, and I believe this will be our first two-time visitor to the program. Chris Brown from Bill's Digest is upstairs in the press box right here at Gillette Stadium, I assume. Chris, how are you?
Doing okay, guys. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Thanks for joining us again, Andy Hart and Paul Perillo.
What we'll see if you can fare as well the second time as round as your team did the first time. You ready for a double dip here? I don't think he's there.
Chris?
I don't think he's there.
Did we lose him there, Kevin? All right. Well, we try to reconnect with Chris Brown of Bill's Digest. Just piggybacking on Andy's points about the overall
before and after of the Buffalo Bills.
Well, the overall enthusiasm level, I think, of what's going on right here. I think this is very similar to last year. I think the people got themselves geared up, and you know the wins keep coming, and people are ready for the postseason. But I do sense a little bit more trepidation this time around,
and understandable
after what happened last
right.
year.
You had the same thing happen last year where your defense wasn't as bad, but you forced turnovers, you didn't turn the ball over on offense, and you hit the postseason with a long stretch of 30-plus point games, and you felt good about your team. And then the Jets caused that all to come crashing down, and I think people still have that a year later very much in their memory banks.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, you go back to, you know, people like to lump them all together, but I think if you go back to 09, it's a much different situation. It was a team that was sort of staggering. They had really gotten bloodied by most of the good teams they faced that year. They really beat up on some bad teams in some blowout kind of wins, like the 59-0 game. In retrospect, the Baltimore game was not that big of a surprise. But
and you were playing a weekend earlier, so that tells you you're not as good.
Last year was a little bit different. So let's see if we can get back to Chris Brown and see if we can reconnect with him. Chris, are you with us?
I am with you.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm sure it was our monkey producer in the booth over there who did something wrong, even though he's smirking at me. Andy just brought up a point, Chris, about Buffalo, and obviously the first time around was pretty solid, but it was way back in week three, and I'm not even sure we recognize many of the players that are still left here in Buffalo. How have the Bills been able to even get a team on the field with all these injuries?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, 17 players on injured reserve, including their best offensive lineman in Eric Wood, their best defensive lineman in Kyle Williams, and their MVP, you know, a guy that would have been in the running for a league MVP in Fred Jackson. So that's just a small sampling of the guys that are on injured reserve for this team right now as they head into the final week of the season. You know, I think a bright spot's been C.J. Spiller kind of picking up the slack for Fred Jackson. But, yeah, it's a skeleton crew, to say the least.
You bring up C.J. Spiller. He's obviously run the ball well the last few weeks, 90, 100 yards. You know, everybody was talking about Reggie Bush proving he can be an every-down back in this league this year. Is C.J. Spiller showing that maybe he can be more than just a dynamic change of pace player and maybe be a legitimate
player? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, boy. Chris, you can't hear us at all? All right.
Since he's got something to do, why don't we put the wraps on that?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to reconnect.
Yeah, Kevin, why don't you just let him know, you know, thank him for calling in and trying to join us, but obviously we're having some sort of a cell
week
phone
20
issue.
And we're going strong.
Yeah. No, this one won't be one for the archives, evidently.
We've really hit stride here.
His point, I mean, we'll get into the Bills, I'm sure, over the last half of the show, but I think it's very easy to have a knee-jerk reaction and say, and you, Andy, you and I were joking about this with all the different players that have been out when I was working on the preview. It's easy to look and say, oh, there's the Bills again, 5-2, and then they lost 7 in a row, same old Bills. But in reality, this is a team that lost an awful lot of its core base of talent. And we know that they're not, you know, probably as talented as the Patriots to begin with. But he mentioned Eric Wood. They also lost their two other offensive linemen that I know of, Demetrius Bell and Craig Urbick. So that's three members of the offensive line out, you know, for the balance of the season. Kyle Williams is a terrific interior defensive lineman. That's your Vince Wilfork for them. He's out for the season. Fred Jackson has really done it all. He's been their most dynamic offensive player. He's out. So it's not really overly surprising. The one question I would have asked Chris is just what he thought of the overall mindset of the team. You know, how have they competed? You know, have they shown signs of packing in? Because I know they had some losses, especially the ones to Miami. Looking at those games a little bit, it didn't seem like they had much of an effort in some of those games. We saw some others against the Jets that went down to the wire. I just would wonder how hard they're continuing to play and what we can expect today.
I think you'll see them play hard.
Do you?
Yeah. I think some of the guys that are out there, you know, they're playing for different things. You know, it's not all hip, hip, hooray, Team Buffalo, but I think Ryan Fitzpatrick continues to try to prove himself as a legitimate quarterback.
Absolutely.
I think Stevie Johnson wants to be a 1,000-yard receiver. We know he's a guy that's kind of a look at me, see what I'm doing, so he needs to get over that personal goal. I think C.J. Spiller is trying to prove himself, as I said, even though Chris Brown didn't hear it, that Reggie Bush mold. Maybe I can be more than just change of pace dynamic. Maybe I can get 15 to 20 carries a game and be a running attack. And, you know, Chris was right that Fred Jackson, to me, is the best player on the Bills team.
Absolutely.
You know, and somebody posed me that question real early in the year when they were talking about Fred Jackson contract, Ryan Fitzpatrick contract. And I said, I'd sign Fred Jackson long before. To me, he is an elite NFL running back.
Does he not have a
contract?
I don't
believe so. There was some talk there of spending money and obviously Fitzpatrick got the deal. I think it's a terrible contract. He's a Jag. He's a middle-of-the-road starter at best and maybe shouldn't even be a starter in this league. I don't know. Fred Jackson can do it all. You remove the history from him, bring a practice squad guy.
College.
Yeah. He's a great player for them, and the Patriots have seen it firsthand going back 3-4 years now when he was trying to prove himself. Now he's a legitimate receiver, running back, centerpiece of that offense.
And when I would compare him, I wouldn't, you like to say, well, that would be like the Patriots losing X or Y, but for him, it wouldn't be like the Patriots losing Benny or Ridley. It would be like losing Welker or Gronkowski, the centerpiece of your offense.
No question.
So that, you know, there's a big difference there. And, you know, listen, I think that Buffalo, I think I agree with you. I think they have things to play for. I you know, there's guys that are, you know, fighting for jobs, and I think they're really fighting hard for legitimacy in Buffalo, and I think that these games are important to them. And you know, if they could find a way to win, in Foxborough, that's something that you can carry into the offseason. Okay, yeah, you know, we had a promising season that fell apart on us, but we were able to gather ourselves and we showed that we can play with these teams.
I also think they like Chan Gailey as a team.
Yeah,
so I think they play for him.
They do seem to play for him.
I don't think they're going to play out the string here and just, you know, try to get off the field 60 minutes as fast as possible, get on the bus, and get home for vacation.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Patriots are going to win the game, but I do think Buffalo will put up an effort. Let's get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and check in with our favorite degenerate out in Las Vegas, Jeff.
How are you guys?
Happy New Year to
you. Tremendous, beautiful day here in Foxborough for football.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here in Vegas, too. It's going to be about 70 today, believe it or not.
Well, it's not that nice here, but 40s will do.
It might be getting to the 50s. It's pretty warm out there today.
Yeah, it's interesting. The point total of the game started, I took the under 51.5, then I went to about 49, now it's about 49.5, 50. So I don't know if that's because of the nice weather, or perhaps if they pull Brady early, which they usually don't do, they're thinking, I don't know, Hoyer would be less explosive maybe.
Yeah, I think this is a Brady game. I think you're going to see Brady go a long time in this game, and I think you're going to see him put up a lot of points.
Yeah, they will, but doesn't New England usually blow out Buffalo the last game at home? But Buffalo usually scores little to nil, and the Patriots always get around 28-31, as generally I recall.
Mm-hmm. 31-0.
31-0, the last day of the 03 season would be
rings
one that
bell
comes to mind.
I don't want to cut you off real quick, but just want to pass along a retweet. We're always Twitter-driven, and Ian Rappaport retweets somebody by the name of Johnny Saraceno.
John Saraceno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the USA Today guy. A person with knowledge of Penn State hiring tells USA Today that only contract details need to be finalized before Bill O'Brien is the man for the Penn State
interesting
job.
Interesting stuff. Really interesting
stuff.
So
we have a developing situation here with the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, I think it might be starting to sound like a team of destiny in some ways. Last time, as Paul alluded to, Patriots won it all was when Charlie sort of toggled back and forth. Now we got Raymond Berry participating in the coin toss ceremony at Indianapolis.
That's correct.
You know,
I saw that.
So there might be a lot of tie-ins. And, fellas, I have a sort of a new girl I'm seeing. Her name is Myra, and she works at the Bellagio.
Interesting. Bringing it all together, all those little special links that you remember during championship seasons.
Precisely. That brings us to just the number of the game. Open New England by 10.5, drop down to 8.5 with all the Brady controversy until Eric Scalavino sort of set the record straight. And now I guess then Schefter said, well, Brady's going to play, or Jason LaConfora said Brady's going to go, no problem. Now it's back up to 10.5.
Okay.
Interesting. The Brady was worth 2 points.
Yeah.
I think he's worth about 38.
Yeah. I think it's worth a lot more than 2 points, but that's just me. So which direction are you leaning here, Jeff?
Yeah, great question. That brings us to the Jeff Smart Money
yes.
Play of the Week.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get your sound clip because there's nobody behind the glass in there, so hey, haven't you been to see you, whatever it is.
Here comes Flash.
Oh, wait, you might get it. It's coming. Just wait for it. We're not the best in the business for no reason. Here it comes. He's clicking.
Heavens to Ben!
I thought mine was fine.
I can't imagine how we had all that trouble with Chris in Buffalo there.
Oh, I can. We got a monkey and an ape now.
I'm going to guess, based on Jeff's phone call, that the trouble with Chris in Buffalo was on Chris in Buffalo's part.
It's typical. You get one of those Buffalo area cell phones. They don't work outside.
Has one of those big cases that has the wire hanging out of it.
Everything's a little behind in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, I know Kevin's been there for 7 or 8 hours already this morning, so I'm sure he had all the equipment.
Oh, at least. At least.
That's true, despite the fact
he in the new year
that he walked across the parking lot with me.
Yeah, isn't Kevin still the age where he's sort of, staying out all night pretty much?
Yeah, no? He still likes to think so, even though his hairline says he's about 55.
Yeah, he's nowhere near the Paul Perillo, probably just, watches the ball drop, with his
my ball's dropped a long time ago.
What's your pick of the week here, Jeff?
Yeah, we're going, Buffalo just sort of lost it, as they always do this time of year. If C.J. Spiller is your sort of your bright spot or your offense, you're in big trouble. So I'm gonna treat myself. I did get New England by 8.5. So, again, I got the best of that spread for some reason, and then I got the under 51.5. I'm just not feeling that Buffalo is going to be explosive enough to bring it over. So pick New England and the under.
I'm going to be on record as saying I agree with Jeff in Vegas this week.
I think that's a pretty good pick. I'm a little concerned about Stevie Johnson and C.J. Spiller, a couple big play scores there that could sway it.
I will say this, too. The weather will make it conceivable that they could throw the football today.
Yeah, I'll say it again, and I've said it. I'm sorry. This is maybe the 20th or 19th straight week. This team's tackling scares me. The defense scares me. And taking an under any day of the week against any team scares me.
Yeah, I think they get a lot of pressure today with that banged-up offensive line, and that's why they keep the score down. But, Jeff, thanks for chiming in.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you cut him off, Paul. Happy New
Year.
Yeah.
So he seemed to sound fine.
Yes. Yeah. I already declared that initially on the phones part.
It's probably a local Buffalo area cell phone carrier or something. Everything stinks.
Let's see
Buffalo.
If we can make it two for two here. Before we take our first break, I'm going to go right back to the Ace Ticket Hotline with Tyrone in Delaware.
Hey, man, how you guys doing? Happy New Year to you guys.
You
man.
Too, Tyrone. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Real quick, since I'm in the Philadelphia area, I'm hearing some, well, not sure about living there. Well, you know what I mean. I was hearing some rumblings. The radio stations out here was talking about Deshaun Jackson, and from what they was hearing, they said the Eagles ain't gonna sign him, and if he, because I'm already looking forward for next season, believe it or not, if we get him on our offense, I think it would just improve a lot, because no matter what happens, the defense ain't gonna improve that much. And I was wondering what you guys think about if we get Deshaun Jackson with these two tight ends, because I think I was hearing Andy on one of the shows that Gronkowski isn't going to have a long career. So I think we need to get this done and get this done right away. I want to know what you guys think about that.
I have no interest in Deshaun Jackson. I've lost a lot of respect for him this year. And even at his best, I don't think he's a centerpiece offensive player. So if you say, you know, you're going to replace Gronkowski and make him, you know, if Gronkowski got hurt, which you're right, I did talk about that, the way he takes those hits. I don't think he's a true number one receiver. I just don't think he's a guy you can roll out and say, you know, he's going to get me 90 to 120 catches. He's going to get me double-digit touchdowns. I think he's a big play guy that can make a lot of big plays, but I'm not sure he fits into the New England type offense, and I don't think he's enough of a big play guy to, say, be Randy Moss. So, and well, I don't like all the dog in it this year and the contract issues. That only adds to my fear of him.
That's what scares me about him the most. Okay. I don't like the way he handled this. I think he's a tremendously talented player, but I don't like the way he's handled this, and I would be afraid to give him any money.
Okay, and one other thing before I go. What is the status of Deion Branch today? And you guys have a good one.
All right, thanks, Tyrone. Deion Branch, Andy, as far as I know, is all systems go, right? I mean, he's on the report, but you know he's been on the report for a couple of weeks and has played, right? Did he play last?
He didn't play last week.
Oh, last week was the week he didn't play.
But I think he's going to play.
My bad. I thought that was 2 weeks ago that he didn't play. My bad. So I don't really have anything to add to that. I know he did talk in the locker room this week, but well, we've been fooled by that before. Certainly with Patrick Chung, and I think Branch didn't talk. I think Branch talked before the game when he didn't play too. So there's nothing to read in from that. This O'Brien thing has got me interested too. You posed the question, Andy. How much of a change is this? How much of a loss would it be if you lose him? Is that something to be?
I think it'd be big.
Be concerned about.
I have concerns about the continuity. Not the talent, not the points, and not a lot of that stuff. Just the continuity, and you know, everybody now posing ideas. Could Josh McDaniels come back? You know, would he be an option if he's out in St. Louis and doesn't get a job in Kansas City, as has been speculated? You know, that's another question. You know, that would obviously change the dynamic and the mix here. But if you're telling me Bill O'Brien leaves and is simply, you know, a promote from within, it's status quo, it's what we do, I find that concerning.
Excuse me. Had a little bit of a tickle in the throat. All right, well, that's what I want to get into. That's obviously what we're going to be talking about today is Tom Brady and Bill O'Brien. We're going to need some emails. I want to get the thoughts of the Patriots fans on this matter, the O'Brien matter. Is that something that's going to concern you? Does it concern you for the playoffs? We know that they've done this before. At times it's worked out well. At other times it's been a little bit less than stellar. So let us know what you think. Send us an email at webradio@patriots.com. And don't forget to send us your photos to the Facebook page. We'll get to some of those polls. You know, we have a lot of polls that are going to be going up on the Facebook page. But I want to see some tailgate photos and whatnot. Beautiful day out here at Gillette Stadium. We'll get back to most of that and more when we get back.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't
it? Right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochee. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Think you know more about the Patriots than Paul Perillo?
I don't know anything.
Try him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
I know nothing about anything.
Now, back to the man who knows it all.
We have the best listeners.
Paul Perillo.
Glad to see the email starting to come in, Andy Hart. Diane sends a nice photo here. She says she's at home rooting for Gronk. Well, hopefully we can get that up on the Facebook page if it's not up there already.
It's already up there.
Yeah.
Got the thumbs up behind the glass from the ape.
Hey, KC and the Sunshine Band, we have a poll to talk about?
We do.
All right, why don't you hit us with that right off the go?
It's basically a yes or no question in the form of, should Tom Brady play today if he's not 100% healthy?
Okay. Andy and I disagree on this one. Andy thinks he should. I think he shouldn't. I think we debated it a little bit. That.
Well, I believe I said I need more medical information.
The overwhelming support kind of is a little bit came as a little bit of a surprise to me from the fan base, is saying 73% is saying yes, he should play even if he is nicked up.
Yeah, I think that people are answering that question thinking that they know that he's well, they think that he's not nicked up enough to not play.
Yep.
You know, and to me, it's not worth having him play at less than 100%. But, you know, Andy and I have argued about less more violently than we did on Friday, right? And the Samsonite make your case?
Oh, we argued that on Friday?
Yes, we did.
I don't recall.
You wouldn't. Anyway, wasn't that long ago.
Trying to go on this stupid Facebook page that we're on, and it keeps telling me to log in, and all right, it's freezing.
Can you keep the negative comments about our stuff to
a
minimum?
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, what do we have here for emails? William Berry, funny, he has a couple of different emails. But one of them, he gives a very detailed review of Patriots.com radio, which I think is very funny, but it's really long, so I'm not going to get into that on the air as much. But he wants to know if it's worth a team bonding experience to what do we think of everyone going to the podium with that hat that Welker had on, minus the logo. When I say everyone, I mean even Bill Belichick.
No chance.
When asked about the hat, they will ask if there are any questions about the Bills game. Or is that risking suspension? Just to let everybody know, Wes Welker tweeted out late last week that he was fined for wearing, a non-commissioned NFL hat.
Yeah, unapproved.
I forget what it was. What was it?
It's his company, Bonk Bars or whatever. He's an investor in an energy bar company. He wears it all the time in the locker room. I think it's Bonk Bars. And, he was fined $10,000.
Which I thought is ridiculous in and of itself. But the fact that Wes even said, it's nice that, 16 weeks in a row that I've done this and never gotten a warning for it or anything.
Plus, I don't understand where it starts and ends.
Yeah. Why? I mean, can I not wear an Armani suit?
Right.
Is that not a sponsor?
Can Brady
of the
not
NFL?
Wear Uggs?
He's
part owner or whatever.
I don't
the
get
Uggs.
It. I don't
Curran,
really understand these
Curran
things.
Curran made the point on TV the other night.
No, it was probably wasn't a good one.
Why can Brady wear his TB12 hat then?
Well, because it's not tied to anything.
But it's not like an NFL.
Right. I don't get it.
Thing.
I would ask, why can he wear an Under Armour hat? Can anybody wear a Nike hat? If you're Michael Vick, can you wear? I mean, where? What is the exact line? The criteria? Either say they can only wear Patriots hats, NFL hat.
It's odd to me.
Like Vince Wilfork, he always wears that big boy clothing, big BOI.
Yeah.
Is he an investor in that? Is he allowed to wear shirts that say that on it, or can he not?
I don't know. Like I said, I think a lot of this stuff is really, really odd to me. The things that they deem to be important. I don't really understand why they do so, but they have their reasons and they usually stick to them. I think you raise a very good point. Where does the line get drawn on those things? And and I kind of agree with William Berry. Believe it or not, that doesn't really happen a lot. Why not just make a mockery of it? Go ahead,
right.
Find us all. I don't know. I don't understand the whole thing.
It is bonk breakers, according to our friends on Twitter.
Bonk breakers. One of the things we wanted to do today, this is our last regular season game, obviously, and part of this show was all about the various fan groups that we talk to each and every week. There's a lot of tailgating clubs. So what we decided, Matt, our assistant producer, who is quickly ascending to the top spot.
He's the ape, not the monkey.
He had an idea this week that he ran by Andy and I, and we thought it was a good one. Let's see if we can get in touch with a couple of the different groups that we talked to during the course of the season, and we have one on the line right now. It's Christina with the Triangle Pats Fan Club. Christina, thanks for joining Andy and I.
Hey, glad to be back, guys.
Happy New Year. How's things going today?
Thank you.
We love the Triangle. You know that, right?
Oh, I remember our last conversation.
Yes, I'm sure that you remember Andy's inappropriateness. It's hard to forget.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Triangle loves you guys.
Thank you. Well, you know, my question would be, as the Patriots are preparing for the postseason here, as a fan club member in these gatherings and these things you do, do you guys ramp these up in the postseason? Are they different in the postseason when you get to playoff games?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the energy is obviously just so different. I mean, it's the playoffs. You know, even if the game's on TV, more people come out because it's the playoffs. You got to watch, and you got to cheer with everybody. So, I mean, we ramp it up more. You know, we do a raffle every week with prizes, and, you know, so that kind of gets everybody excited every week. But, you know, we try to break out some, you know, bigger prizes during the playoffs, like jackets and stuff. So, you know, instead of just little stuff. So we kind of try to get people a little bit more excited that way.
Now, you talk about the energy in the postseason, and as an experienced fan club member, do you have that same energy this year? Because that's something Paul and I were just arguing about, that maybe last year is still in the minds of many fans in that the team did the same thing, number one seed, got hot, not turning the ball over on offense, forcing turnovers on defense, and it all came crashing down against the Jets. Is that limiting your excitement heading into this postseason at all?
I don't think so. I think, you know, a lot of club members, any smart fan knows, you know, we can't be too confident, you know. You never know what's going to happen, you know, just like the Bills game in the beginning of the season. And unfortunately, last year, that all happened against the Jets, and I lost a few bets on that game. So, you know.
Did you lose your shirt?
I was watching it. I was actually watching it on a plane. Here's a fun story. I was watching it on a plane, thank goodness for in-flight Wi-Fi.
Yes.
From New York to Atlanta. And there was one Jets fan in the back of the plane, and the pilot kept announcing the scores, and he kept cheering, and it took everything I had to keep my seatbelt fastened.
Yeah, you don't want to get into a fight.
So I got to the Atlanta airport and I found a bar and I had a shot of tequila to draw my bar out.
That is a good story.
They love you.
That is a good story. So what do you guys got planned today? Is a special New Year's Day gathering or anything? Or is it more quiet because it is the day after New Year's Eve?
No, actually, well, and it's kind of lucky for us. The TV's not on, the game isn't on local TV here today, so we actually have about 60-plus people coming out today.
Wow.
And every week we actually do we do food specials with a restaurant where we've tailored it every week to a player. And so, you know, like whether, you know, the player's background or something fun about them.
Cool.
And actually we figured the best way to celebrate New Year, since everybody's probably going to be feeling a little rough today, is Kraft Mac and Cheese Day. So the mac and cheese, whole mac and cheese choices, and, you know, honoring the man that makes the team, the organization, what it is. So we've
good
got
stuff.
That and a Bloody Mary bar. So we're going to be having a good time today. We're going to keep the New Year celebrations going.
That's awesome.
Wow, 60-plus
cool.
people for a Week 17 game. You guys are legit. That's good stuff.
Yeah, we try to, you know, that's one of the things we do. Like I said, the food specials every week. So we had, we had the Welker Texas Ranger, like a Texas brisket when it was Welker week.
Andy, this is right up your alley.
This is very cool. I like this.
Our restaurant that we're at is very good to us. So we have some fun with them, and we have a good time.
All right, well, have fun today, and keep the triangle warm, the spirit warm in the triangle.
Unbelievable.
Well, it is about to be 68 degrees here today, so we won't have to do much to do that.
Crank it up one more notch, 69.
Oh,
I know, but my brother's at the game today, so I'm sure I'll be getting a lot of messages from him about how cold it is up there.
Well, it's actually not terrible. Yeah. It's in the 40s, so everybody's lucking out. You're lucking out down there, and we got some strangely warm weather
here.
It's
pretty
January
nice here.
1st.
Bright
it's
sunshine.
It's a mild January day in Foxborough.
It is indeed.
Very well done, Christina.
Done.
Very well done.
All right, enjoy the game and enjoy the mac and cheese.
Yeah, thanks for joining
thanks
us.
You too, guys. Happy New Year.
You too. That's Christina with the Triangle Fan Club.
That's a good idea.
Patriots
like
Fan
that.
Club. That's awesome. The name, the food
each
catered,
week?
You know. What do you think they did for Gronk?
Hmm.
But that's right up your alley with the lame puns.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, you know, can you get offensive?
Also right up your alley.
No, but like Aaron Hernandez, what is his background?
Oh, my God.
We're going to have Taco Week or something? I think it could be a little bit mildly offensive. But for you could have Brady Day and have Brazilian food in honor of his carnival and his wife and everything.
Carnival.
Bill Belichick, you could have peanut butter and jellies. Remember, he's well known on the internet for making a mean peanut butter and jelly.
That's right.
I believe he strangely uses like a raisin bread, doesn't he?
Am I really into solving the world's problems?
Hey, there is some more breaking news, not necessarily Patriots related, but I guess Chris Mortensen just indicated that RG3, Robert Griffin III,
yes,
will enter the draft.
Nice.
So that was not...
Now I'm waiting for it. Can he pass up Andrew Luck and become the number one overall pick?
And I've heard some people say that in both Mark May and Lou Holtz, the night that that game was on, indicated they would take Griffin over Luck.
You know who he should pay a little bit of his increased salary to? Cam Newton. Helped him big time.
Without
the
question.
The success he's had this year.
Without question. I still would, if I were a personnel guy, I would sort of drift toward the more traditional guy.
Me too.
But you're right, because Newton is showing you that you don't necessarily have to do it the traditional way.
Right.
And I think this guy, Griffin, he's not as big as Newton, obviously, but I think he might throw the ball better.
Some breaking news off Twitter, courtesy of PFW Eric. That's at PFW Eric. And he got the hashtag in there. Well done, Eric. Not only will Tom Brady and Matt Light be active for today's game, but safety Patrick Chung and linebacker Brandon Spikes will also be active for the Patriots against the Bills. That's a very good sign for this defense. I'm not going all in that they're going to be suddenly great on defense, but I really want, specifically, I wanted Spikes to get back out there, get at least a game under his belt before
I thought it was important to get those
game.
Guys out there. I agree
so
with you.
So that's very good news.
Now, how do we know that that is for certain? Do we have inactives announced?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Eric tweeted it. I assume he's a reporter and he's reporting news.
Okay. I just, you don't think that that's a little bit...
Are you saying I shouldn't trust Eric?
No, I'm.
I want to reiterate, PFW Eric is reporting that safety Patrick Chung and linebacker Brandon Spikes will be active for today's game.
Don't turn this into a I'm doubting the report, because I'm not. I was wondering why he knew that.
Aaron Rodgers inactive for the Packers. Matt Flynn to start.
That's good news for the Detroit Lions, who are trying to avoid the New Orleans Saints in the first round.
The inactives are out, by the way.
They are out. Okay, yeah. So that's how he knows. Okay, now that to me makes a lot of sense.
Eric didn't say that. I can't tell you.
Did anybody give us the inactives? Because I think those are fairly interesting every week when we were on here in the Patriots pregame social.
Inactives: Ron Brace, Logan Mankin, Sebastian Vollmer, Tracy White, Kevin Falk, Ryan Mallett, and Shane Vereen are your inactives for today's game.
Tracy White, huh?
Kevin Falk, huh? It's Veteran Day off here at Gillette Stadium. Tracy White
did show up on the injury report. I didn't think he was a new addition to the injury report this week, if I'm not mistaken, with an abdomen problem.
Luckily, you'd never miss a game with an abdomen problem.
I don't have any abs. So what are you going to do? The O'Brien information is obviously dominating the emails, Andy.
I like it.
Michael in Cambridge says, Jason Lockenfora has tweeted saying that Josh McDaniels, would be a natural fit to come back if O'Brien moves on. What are your thoughts on this, and how was Brady's relationship with McDaniels while he was here? Was it good, and how did it compare with that of O'Brien? Thanks, and Happy New Year.
It was good. I think it was better than it was with Bill O'Brien. I think they still had their dust-ups.
A little similar.
Well,
they butted heads a lot.
I think anybody that's in the role dealing with Tom Brady will have dust-ups, because it's a tough situation. We saw it in that documentary. In some regards, Tom Brady is the offensive coordinator. O'Brien, the BC coach, State coach, just swooped in. I think there's a tough situation there. And, I don't think it's always easy. And you're dealing with a very competitive, fiery guy who probably, gives the offensive coordinator headaches at times. So I don't think, I think that's at times can be challenging. But I think it's every bit as good and better than what he is with Bill O'Brien. And I think it would be better than building a new relationship at this point in his career. 3 years left on his current contract, maybe 3 years left on his Patriots career, who knows. I think that would be a slam dunk if you could bring him back.
Let me ask you this, sticking with McDaniels specifically. Do you think he'd want to come back here?
Well, that's a great question. That's actually been posed on Twitter by our old friend Jason Dvorkin. Said, would that be just a pure admission for McDaniels' part that he failed miserably leaving Bill Belichick and was simply a Bill Belichick, Tom Brady-type creation? And I think that goes into people's minds. I know what I can do there. People will now just think I'm that. I want to prove myself elsewhere.
That's why,
And he's probably going to get his chance in Kansas City.
He's going to get a chance. going to get a chance probably, I wouldn't say anywhere he wants, but he's going to get a chance, no question. So, yeah, I agree
with
you.
But the Kansas City is the same type of thing. You know, it's Matt Cassel, who he coached.
Mm-hmm.
It's Scott Pioli. I mean, there's a little bit of that not proving yourself out on your own type thing, even in Kansas City. Not quite to the degree it would be here with Belichick and Brady.
No, not even close because of Kansas City's not a good, very good offense. So if he were to be able to go in there, he could make a difference. You know, he could put together a good offense and open people's eyes with that.
We also have people pondering if he came back, could he also be the heir to Brady? I mean, heir to Belichick. You know, we were just discussing off-the-air coaches in waiting because there's actually reports that he's going to do that in Kansas City, that he could go there. Romeo Crennel will be the head coach for a couple years, and the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, would be the coach in waiting.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. I don't know specifically his relationship with Robert Kraft. And obviously, when you're talking about a coach in waiting, the owner becomes involved. It's not just hiring a coordinator. It's, you know, are we giving him extra money? Are we giving him a title, something that's a little different? And I don't specifically know his relationship with Robert Kraft.
Sticking with O'Brien, unfortunately, this emailer did not sign the email, but I'm going to assume his name is John. It's part of his email address. He says, the Pats offense is held back by Bill O'Brien. Good luck to him. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Now, is that what portion of the Patriots fan base feels that way?
I think 2/3 anyway.
I think it's somewhere in that 50-50, 40-60%.
I don't get a lot of Bill O'Brien love when I'm out making my various public appearances, Andy, that you usually shy away from.
Are they paid? Because I don't shy away
no.
from those.
I get nothing that's paid. Brady should be on the bench today, if not 100%. Let's be real here. This game means little. We should be able to win with Hoyer in there.
I don't know if you care about this. Bill's inactives are Brad Smith, Josh Nesbitt, Craig Urbeck. Jerron Gilbert will not be jumping out. Well, maybe he will be jumping out of a pool because he's inactive. Demetrius Bell, Kamar Aiken, and Fendi on a bun? Huh. I'd like a burger on a bun. Never heard of him, Fendi on a bun.
I didn't either. I wonder if Donnie in L.A. has heard of him. I'm going to go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and check in. Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Never heard of him.
Would you like a burger on a bun?
A little early out here for a burger.
Never too early for a burger.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Excellent point. I got to tell you guys, this is easily the most disappointing show of the year.
Oh, why?
I'm sorry. I hate to do that to you guys, but we're about 45 minutes in or an hour in, and I haven't heard one poem.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's up to the listeners. If no one sends in a poem, we can't read them. You know, Paul's a rapper, but he needs somebody to write his material for him. He can't
that's
just free.
Classic moment, Paul rapping.
It really was. It really was. I can't believe they haven't made it into a bit yet.
They will. That's
the monkey
coming.
And the ape are busy.
Yeah, they're fast workers, so I'm sure that'll happen. Soon.
Yeah, you saw how long it took him to get a soundbite for Jeff's call of the week or whatever it was. It took like 10 minutes.
Incredible situation you guys got going there. Good organization.
Yeah. Only the best here in New England.
I got this question for you.
Did we just lose Don? Oh, okay.
Oh, can you hear me?
In and out.
You were just in and out.
Brutal. AT&T, not so good.
Whoa, I thought it was the fastest 4G network.
Oh, so terrible. If I lose you guys, I'll call back.
Okay, what do you got? Say it again.
The question was, I got a new TV a few years ago, and I go to Sonny's for most of the game, but the games that are televised, I'll watch a lot of them at my house. They're undefeated at my house, and they've gotten smoked in the last two games. I've watched the playoff games at Sonny's. So for the first playoff game, do I go to Sonny's in the fun, you know, atmosphere, or do I watch it by myself at my house and they win?
You stay home. Watch it by yourself. Yeah. All of Patriots Nation will thank you, and you will clear it up for yourself. Right now you got a little doubt. Ooh, can I go to Sonny's? Is it really having an effect? Clear it up for yourself and get the win.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you later on.
See you, Donnie.
Excellent, Donnie. Thank you. Happy New Year.
I thought he was saying we really sucked, because I do feel like we're not as good as we were last week.
Well, I think the amount of sort of breaking news is cutting
no!
in.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Cutting into our...
You never stop sucking.
into our normal lack of preparation.
Paul and I, we jump between sucking and being great.
Yeah.
You guys just suck.
Last week, Andy and I had an in-depth discussion leaving the studio on the way up to the press box, indicating just how great we thought we were that day on Christmas Eve. So this has been, without question, a step back. We'll try to step it up in the second hour as we hit the halfway point of our final regular season edition of the Patriots Pregame Social.
Dear business traveler high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Ready for the second half of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social here at Gillette Stadium. A lot of news, as Fred Kirsch would say. We have Tom Brady's shoulder taking actually a back seat to breaking news.
His coach.
It appears that offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien's days in New England may be numbered.
Yes.
Various reports out there indicating that he is all but signed, sealed, and delivered to take over the reins of a very tough situation.
I was going to say, is that a good idea for him?
At Penn State.
Because you asked me about Mike Munchak, who was supposedly their top choice, Titans coach. He at least publicly has said he has no interest. For him, I think it's a good idea. I have no problem necessarily for him. It's his school. He has a. This isn't Bill O'Brien's school. It's a little different. So I'm not sure he'll get the loyalty from people that Munchak might get. And this feels a little bit to me that thing we've talked about. You know, we learned in the radio industry there's a thing called a cleanser.
Yeah.
After you get rid of a longtime popular host, somebody's brought in to kind of cleanse the audience before you move in the next direction. I hope Bill O'Brien isn't set up to be a cleanser there.
And you, the old cliche is you never want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Right.
And
but does that? But this is a little different.
This is even worse. But this is even worse than.
But
that.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is because I think he's going to have a real hard time winning. You're going to have
Maybe.
A really, really hard time getting top flight recruits there in the immediate future.
What if he does go to the Super Bowl? What if they win the Super Bowl? Now he walks in with his Super Bowl ring. I coach Tom Brady. You know, the whole Charlie Weiss routine. Not enough value in that, too.
Is it too curt to just say, how did that work out for Charlie Weiss?
But that's different. How did anything work out at Notre Dame?
But that's part of what I'm talking about. I think I don't think Charlie was a miserable failure at Notre Dame. Most people do.
No, he's the same as what they've been for.
And what they are now.
Right.
But I think that's the situation that's going to happen at Penn State. I think you're going to have a hard time getting people to go there right away.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Notre Dame still has the crap they deal with trying to pretend that they're better than everyone else. I'm not sure Penn State will do that. And I don't think, and this is maybe sounds like a shot at him, I don't think Bill O'Brien will do that. I think Bill O'Brien will be going there looking to win. I don't think he's going there, you know, I'm going to find the 10 best people on the planet and make them my team.
I understand.
I think
what
he's going to look for quarterbacks, wide receivers, athletes, score points, offense, passing game.
But you bring up another point to me that I think works against him. He's inheriting a roster full of guys that don't fit those qualifications.
True.
Because that's not the way Penn State plays football. Watching them play offense is painful. What do you got?
NY Post has tweeted, Hubbock. Somebody writes for them that Martinson is reporting the Jets will look at Josh McDaniels to replace Brian Schottenheimer. The border war would crank it up a notch,
wow.
Baby.
That would not go over well.
Can you imagine that?
Am I the only one that doesn't think there's much of a shot of Josh coming back here as the offensive coordinator? I think I would put that at less than 25%.
I would probably put it right around there somewhere. I don't think it's a huge chance of it happening. I wouldn't eliminate it. Now, if that happens,
that would
eliminate any chance ever of anything ever happening.
Of another handshake ever happening.
That would be fascinating. Wow, we have a lot of talk about fascinating coordinators today.
I agree.
Inactives, coordinators, actives.
Yeah, and I don't know how much we've talked about this on the air, but there's a lot of big-name players all over the league that aren't playing today.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers leading the way. Arian Foster not playing in Houston. In that last game, but Andre Johnson will play,
and probably hurt his hamstring.
For the Packers, there's a lot more than just Aaron Rodgers. Clay Matthews, Charles Woodson, James Starks. There's a lot of frontline guys not playing today for Green Bay. Certainly, Greg Jennings not going to come back for that game. He's been out for the last several weeks anyway.
Bill Belichick would not approve of this pregame social. We haven't really talked about the game.
Well,
we're talking about coordinators
not
coming.
Talking about a game now.
Coordinators
not
going, shoulders, playing time. We've never actually talked about the game.
All right, well, I'll talk about something that the fans like real quick. This is sort of off topic of what we're discussing, but Brad Cooper.
Bradley.
Wants to chime in, a famous actor from the Hangover. Hey, guys.
Doesn't your wife like him?
No.
Oh.
No, just wanted to let, and that's Matthew McConaughey. Just wanted to let you know about a big Patriots fan club that meets in Smith's in Philadelphia. I don't know what Smith's is, but he does leave a link to that restaurant. We
you
get about
read that?
Smith's-restaurant.com. Why, it wasn't really.
Why? It's Patriots fan club. They meet at Smith's.
Well, I'm giving the fan club props, not the restaurant.
What if people in Philly want to meet up with these guys? They need to know where to go. It's Smith's-restaurant.com.
Okay, we get about 15 to 30 fans that come out and watch the game. We even had a bunch of us who came out to the game that was in Philadelphia and tailgated.
Now they're going to get 16 to 31 fans because I mentioned it.
We are really dedicated fans and come out every week to watch the game. We even get into arguments with Philadelphia fans. Now that must be really difficult to do because those Philadelphia fans are quite level-headed.
My guess is the cops have to come.
We have a good time and just enjoy our Pats, even those Philadelphia fans hate the Patriots, plus us sometimes.
So if you're in the greater Philly area and want to join them, don't delete it, Paul. Smiths-restaurant.com. Smiths-restaurant.com. Maybe Fred and Eric can hit that up next time they're in town. I know they found Lombardi's or something, that place with the great wings that we went to a couple years ago. But maybe they'll
I can't remember the
change
name
over
that.
To a Pat's place. Smiths-restaurant.com.
So we were talking a little bit about playing time.
JetBlue's mad that I've said this restaurant more than I've said JetBlue in this show.
Yeah, well, that's the least of which they should be mad at you about.
Another one of those tweets coming in, Paul.
What? Which is?
Good riddance to Bill O'Brien, worst time manager of all time. He throws when he's up and he runs when he's down.
Yeah. See, those are the kinds of things I think he gets blamed for that aren't his fault.
Just doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot of... And these fans are going to be fraudulent because you know what's going to happen. They're going to say, I don't care, no big loss, he sucked at managing the clock. And then next November, when you have the 18th-ranked offense in the league, wow, Bill O'Brien wasn't as bad as we thought he was.
Yeah, this is just not going to happen, though.
You never know.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
This offense has remained consistent through how many? Three coordinators now?
We'll see. They've had their down years, down times.
Not 18th offense down times.
What were they in 06 when they sucked early in the year?
I don't know.
I'm going to check.
I don't have the answer to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, James in Brisbane talking about...
Jimmy!
We've been talking about playing time for some of the frontline players around the league. He just saw the inactives. There goes my pick that Ryan Mallett sees any snaps this season. Oh, well. At least I didn't bet on that. I think that in this game, Bill is going to give Brady a chance to catch Drew Brees in the passing record. If Brees goes to the bench quickly because his game turns out to be meaningless, look for Brady to take a couple of pass-happy drives to build up his yardage. At the very least, I would love to see him get past Marino's old mark as some sort of accomplishment for the season. What's your take on this? If the opportunity comes up, would you let Brady go for it?
I will say that I will be suspicious, and Kevin is involved with these things sometimes. I'll be suspicious if somewhere in like the second quarter, a highlight pops up on the big board that says Drew Brees with his second touchdown today, and he goes to the bench with 172 passing yards. I'll find that curious if that happens.
I agree. I think that I agree with James. I think if they have an opportunity, they'll take it. Now, it's going to require Brees going to the bench early. I think there's a possibility that that happens because I do think San Francisco could get a lead, and that's going to affect what Sean Payton does.
Right.
Because that's the only thing they have to play for is a San Francisco loss. So I do think there's a chance that that could happen. I don't think it's a very strong one, and I do think that he will beat Marino's mark, and that will be an accomplishment. What are you smirking at now, Andy?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you had something else on the Twitter feed.
Oh, Eric is in some sort of a pissing contest, I think, with a few people on Twitter. I can't follow it all because not under the hashtag, but somebody said, Buffalo don't have Sue, and Eric's response was, Bernard Pollard was no Sue either. I don't think it's a good idea to be reminding Patriots fans of Bernard Pollard in the season finale. Do we really need to be talking about season-ending knee injuries? He's a cranky little man.
Alex in Falmouth, Mass., agrees with me on Josh McDaniels, but not necessarily for the same reasons that I have. He says he's in agreement with me regarding the likelihood of Josh is asked back to Gillette Stadium. Don't people recall Josh's year at the helm of Denver From playing the Pats to making references to Spygate to deflect blame from himself when the bleep hit the fan within his organization, McDaniels kind of burned his bridges with Bill. I don't necessarily think that's true. I don't think he's burned his bridges. And the Spygate references were his own because he was embroiled in sort of his own Spygate controversy during his second season, his second and final season as the head coach. I think that about the only thing I think you could criticize Josh about, and Fred likes to poke fun at him all the time for this, was the amount of excitement and enthusiasm he showed when the Broncos beat the Patriots in overtime early in the 09 season. He was, you know, over by the team buses, shaking hands with a lot of Patriots people at the end of that game, and, you know, hugs all around, and Fred didn't like that. Fred doesn't like losing. I like that. I kind of like that about Fred, by the way.
Yeah, he definitely can be swayed very quickly on small things, and then he sticks with it, and that
but
was
I like,
one that
but
stuck
I like
with
that.
It.
I like that Fred is spiteful.
Our friend Bax Football Guru on Twitter, which is Baxter from the John Rook Show here
Baxter.
On Patriots.com radio.
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Did you know Tom Brady needs three touchdown passes to become just the sixth quarterback in NFL history with 300-plus?
I did not know that. I also
you know who the
like
other five are?
Six quarterbacks, five quarterbacks with 300-plus touchdowns?
Yes.
Favre, Tarkenton, right? Those two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Elway.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more.
Can he go 5 for 5? This will be impressive.
One more.
It's all on the line right now.
Oh, Peyton Manning?
Yes, 5 for 5.
Wow.
Tommy touchdown will be the sixth.
That's 5 without any misses, by the way.
I said 5 for 5.
No, I know, but I'm just giving myself extra props.
Good
Lord. Someone's got to. What is the answer to the question, Andy, of how many quarterbacks have thrown for 40 or more in a season more than once?
Because
Brady also has a chance to do that today.
It's the... I thought he did that already. Did he not? It's 3, right?
He's thrown for 40 more than once? I thought he had the 50 and that was it.
No, what is he at now? I thought
like
he went
36?
Over... Oh.
I'm getting thumbs up from the monkey in the booth. So take that for what it's worth.
Absolutely nothing.
One day he's just going to beat the crap out of me. I think there are too many guys that have done that more than once.
No, I think he's the third, I want to say. Joining.
Yeah. Now, Breeze and Rodgers are both over 40 already.
Right.
I don't know. I believe it's the first time for both, right?
Yeah. But some of those records are like you're chasing moving targets. Or
Kurt Warner, I believe,
groups.
Has done it twice.
Yeah, I want to say it's Manning and Warner. But
that makes sense.
I'm not sure if that's true. I thought I saw that he was the third.
Quick greetings here from Scotland, Andy.
Actually, the only other over 40 in two seasons, Dan Marino, according to our friend
Eric
Friends.
Oh, Warner didn't do it twice?
Apparently not.
If Eric is saying it, it's true because...
Eric Friends, not Scalavino. If it was Scalavino, we'd question it.
Oh, I wouldn't even discuss it. But anyway, Eric Friends is on top of these things and proven to be quite a friend of the show, and we appreciate his participation each and every week. A lot of international listeners today, Andy, so I want to read some of their emails here. Just listening to the show, getting ready to have a traditional Scottish New Year dinner, steak pie. Now, I can get into steak pie, Andy. What do you think? Steak pie.
So just steak and
that's
pie
kind
crust?
Of your things that you like, right? I like pie. I like steak.
Is there cheese in there? I could use a little cheese with my steak.
Let's see here. Do you think that the players will be fired up for the game, looking to make up for the loss of the Bills earlier in the season?
Yes.
I do. Or do the players go through the motions today, having already locked up a week off and a home playoff game?
Nope.
No, I think that that's been the message this week. All the players have talked about it. They remember when they lost in week 3, and they want a little payback. They don't like losing.
But I think there's other, you know, you want to avoid getting bitch slapped by Bill post-game. There's no reason to go into a bye on a bad feeling like that.
Correct.
And all these records that they can go for, Welker and Brady and Gronkowski, not the defense so much in the yards allowed record, but I think this game is going to have a little bit of a, I don't want to say exhibition-like atmosphere, but like, almost like an NBA All-Star game. I think the Patriots are going to be flying and having fun out there. And Wes Welker, to me, is the leader of that. I know he may not be a leader on this team, but you saw it last week at the end of the game where he got up, they got that first down, and he was absolutely jacked out of his mind.
Yep.
And then this week, I thought you saw him in the locker room, like almost like unbelievable
excited.
That people would say that this game doesn't mean anything. Or he's like a little kid. He tweets that sometimes, And I think that's true. And I think you have a few of those. I think Brady's one of those. I think Rob Gronkowski's one of those. Right? So
I'm with you.
I think that's contagious. If those guys were mailing it in, I think it would be contagious the other way. But your three best players on offense, to me, are looking to put up big numbers, have fun, be excited, and I think that'll lead the rest of the team in that mentality.
I'm continuing here with Paul in Scotland's email. Any insight into what happens with Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis during the close of the season? He doesn't seem to be getting a lot of carries now. Stephen Ridley is getting much more explosive, and you have to imagine that the Pats will want to use Shane Vereen more next season. Is this the end for the law firm in New England?
Could be. He's going to be a free agent, right?
Yes.
So
it could be, and I think that someone might be allured into giving him more money than he's worth.
Erroneously.
Yeah.
It'll be an error on their part.
Right.
He's a nice player, a nice committee player. I'd be happy to have him back if Ridley and Vereen take the lead spots kind of in the every down. But if he thinks he wants to be the guy or make money, I don't think he has shown the ability to be that. I am now on board with Fred a little bit. I think he's been banged up all year. Whether he's been on the injury report or not with that toe and different things, I just think there's something there. And I never saw the spark that Fred saw after those two carries that Ridley had a couple weeks ago, whatever that was. But
yeah,
to me, just
I agree.
You look at it, he hasn't been productive. He hasn't been anywhere near. Even when he was average, he was always productive. He's not being productive. He's not doing the falling forward and maximizing the and all that stuff. I wonder if there's something, you know, we'll find out later. February, he had a procedure to fix X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, and Paul finishes up by just saying he hopes we have a great new year and we get celebrate another Super Bowl for the Patriots. And he also hopes that the Jets take a beating today.
They could.
They could.
They are one of those debacle teams that can take a beating on any day, and it can fall apart. Especially when you have your head coach giving the pat on the back to Brian Schottenheimer, and then reports indicate that you're going to hire Josh McDaniels to replace Brian Schottenheimer.
Calvin in London, our next international emailer. Happy New Year from across the pond.
Pond's not frozen today. It melted.
No. To you and your families, all the best for 2012. A lot has been said about the quality of the players on the Pats' defense, but what about the scheme? You look at the defenses of the 49ers and what Wade Phillips did with the Texans. Okay, so they have better players. But I do think, do you think Bill's schemes have to be questioned more? Heck, even Mike Reese has been saying they need to look at the scheme over the offseason. Can you guys offer your comments on this?
Well, what do you mean by scheme? Because they used to run a 3-4, now they run a 4-3. What do we want to go to?
Do you think that they run, regardless of those systems, do you think that they run an aggressive attacking style?
No. If you're talking about style of play, then I think there may be something to be said for getting more pressure, being more aggressive. But to me, that still gets down to getting guys on the edge can make plays.
Yeah.
And Andre Carter had a good year, but I'm not even sure he was dynamic. We talked about this a lot. You look at this team's pass rush, decent sack numbers. But beyond that, do you feel like they've consistently pressured the quarterback beyond the sacks, the times that they got credited with sacks? Has it been, because there's a lot of guys in this league that they'll get one sack, but you watch that game, they were in the backfield every snap,
exactly.
And the quarterback is doing, you know, even I'll turn back the clock to 07 when Mike Vrabel was lined up over, I believe, Willie Colon, the Steelers' right tackle, was in the backfield every snap to the point where they thought he was cheating somehow. And he absolutely, he may not have had a sack that day, but he dominated the pocket on every single snap. And I can't say that this defense has done that all year long outside of the sack numbers.
Yeah, that particular game, I think he did have sacks, but I know what your point is.
Whatever. He was
I know
in the backfield 40 of 60 snaps.
The only reason why I said that is because I know that we'll be getting the updates from, you know, strippers will be ripping us, but that's okay.
Screw strippers. I'd like to screw strippers.
He's funny. But, yeah, I think of guys like DeMarcus Ware and Jared Allen and those guys. And, yeah, they might end up with one or two sacks at the end of the game, but it's just the constant pressure that they apply that affects seemingly every third and long of the whole game.
And I think part of that is going to get an athlete on the edge early in the draft. These guys, You know, the excuse of there's not too many of these guys is really starting to fall by the wayside when
a lot of
first
these guys
and second
are
round picks in the last couple of years are making immediate impact. I mean, Alden Smith could break the rookie record. Von Miller is a Pro Bowler. Brian Arakpo has done it. Ryan Kerrigan has done it. Even my guy Quinn with five sacks is a nobody.
Hey, I saw J.J. Watt have an impact.
Yes,
now,
J.J.
Watt. Admittedly, I only saw one game that Thursday night
game. No, he's had
a good
year. He's had a good year.
But he was all over the place that night. Brooks Reed, you know, Jabal Sheard has had some moments.
Get some of those guys.
You know, you've been getting made fun of for falling in love with Quinny. For a terrible team, he's had five sacks. You know, he's made some plays. So I think some of these guys, I think you can do it at that position quickly.
Quick side note to the personnel. Obviously, you've heard Tom Brady active, will play, blah, blah, blah. Matt Flynn starting for the Packers. And our friend Jeff Howe tweets, Matt Flynn could earn a lot of money today, especially with Brian Hoyer spending most, if not all, of the game on the sideline. That's an interesting, I think, undertone of the quarterback position here, where people assume Brian Hoyer is like next in line to be Kevin Cobb. He's going to be like this $60 million Matt Castle starter, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sorry, I just don't see it. I don't know what he's done.
Is that because of Castle, though? Do you think people think like that?
Maybe. But at least Castle played a whole year and showed me he could play.
I know that there's an enormous difference. But do you think that people think of Hoyer like that because of Castle?
But I don't know how you can. I really don't. I mean,
then why do you think they
should we think of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis like that because Curtis Martin was great and left here? Like,
why do you think
they're apples to oranges? Matt Castle played an entire season, won games, produced, made plays.
So why do you think there's so much interest in Hoyer? Why
I think it's Castle related, but I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I think it's a little silly, and it's not because I'm anti-Hoyer.
Plus, physically,
I'm going to tell
you
right now,
Castle's more talented.
I have absolutely no clue about Brian Hoyer because I've never seen him play.
I do.
And I don't count the preseason.
Yeah, I do.
And I also don't think he's been overly impressive in the preseason games that I have seen. Now, I certainly would say the same thing about Castle. He did not have great preseason.
No, I would have cut him after the preseason.
No,
before
I remember
he had
that.
His breakout year.
I remember that was one of our arguments du jour back at the time.
But, I mean, if you look at Brian Hoyer, just the physical, I still have my doubts that he can make, quote-unquote,
the throws.
All the throws. Because when he throws to the sideline, feels like it's going to go Asante Samuel the other way for a pick six.
Sticking
Took
with
a negative
the
turn right there.
Yeah, sticking with the international theme. Richard is in ice cold Sweden.
Ooh, he's a cold dick,
and he has a little over under.
He's a little Richard today.
Oh boy, over under, Andy. We'll rifle through these quickly.
Richard Little
Brady, 300.5 yards.
Over.
Ocho, 55.5.
Over.
I'm gonna go under there. Ridley, 85.5.
Under.
I'm gonna go over. Gronk, 71.5. I'm
going to
go over as well. Hernandez, 67.5.
Under.
I'm going to go over there. Welker, 96.5.
There's a lot of yards on this game. Under.
I'm going to go under there as well because I think Welker may be a guy who gets his playing time sort of managed today. What do you think about Brian Hoyer?
Somebody has a vision of a previous finale in their head.
What do you think about Brian Hoyer today? Will he play? I'm excited. Ocho's coming on and we'll catch a TD. Ridley's getting one too.
Ocho's coming on.
All right, must you openly mock our listeners? I agree. Ocho's not coming on. Ocho's making one catch a game.
I've read his tweets. He's coming again, but that's a totally different.
Andy. Love all your shows, even the ones when Andy makes fun of me. He doesn't really say that. I threw that in there. Especially the pregame show. Thank you, Richard, and enjoy the game.
I did want to clarify, the Rob Gronkowski is going for the single-season yardage record for a tight end. Kellen Winslow has it. I believe it's 1290, and he's going to break it today with, I think, 70 yards.
Well, speaking
right
of
there.
That, are we ready to give some poll results, Kevin? And do we have another poll that maybe we can talk about? We can get to that. Cancun, by the way, John, who emailed earlier, sunny, 75, slight breeze. Yeah. You know what you can do, buddy.
Enjoy the day.
that's good. That's good weather to be watching a Patriots game, and I have to admit.
Or, heck, if they go up by two scores in the first half, turn the game off and go enjoy life.
I have
a
very long email from Gene in Daytona, and I know what kind of email it is because he did this earlier in the year, and it was very funny. So I'm going to read this one as we head into our final break of the 2011 regular season. He says, "Hi, Paul, Andy, and Kevin, or Matt, and I hope you enjoy this. Wednesday, my wife came home from work and said, 'Is Tom Brady hurt?' I said, 'I don't know.' She then said, 'What do you mean you don't know?' I said, 'I read on Patriots Planet that ESPN's Adam Schefter said Tom would not be practicing today because of a bad shoulder.' Before I could finish my sentence, she did an Andy on me and interrupted, 'So he's not playing on Sunday?' I said, if you would let me finish, I don't know, because the next topic line on Patriots Planet from Schefter was, Tom Brady is at practice throwing the ball. Then she said, why do you believe ESPN? I said, I don't know, but anything to do with the Patriots is big news, and they want to be the first with the story. She said, even if it is wrong? I said, they don't care. All they want to do is get you to turn them on. She said, of course you did, right? I said, yeah, they scared me. She said, you know, you sound like those dumbass Republicans who try to scare everyone. What we should be scared of is Palin or Bachman being president. Now, there's something to really be scared of. I said, you're right, dear.
Starting in January, we're going to lay more pipe.
Then she started in on what BB should do to protect Tom and if he is indeed hurt, so I listened like I always do. She said, if I were BB and I wanted to protect Tom this week, I would opt for a power run game with short, quick passes so as not to expose Tom to a big hit. I said, this sounds good, but will BB be patient enough to make a power run game work? She said, Stephen Ridley started out as a fullback at LSU and then became a power running back and went on to win a national championship. The Ravens have Ray Rice and Vonte Leach, and the 49ers have Frank Gore and Bruce Miller for their power run games. I said, that is old school offense the Harbaugh brothers run because they do not have elite quarterbacks. She then said, why can't we have both a high-scoring, sophisticated offense to get us a big lead and then a simple power running offense to eat up the clock, keep our defense fresh and off the field? Then she went on. It was like I was listening to Newt Rockne in my kitchen. I think Bill has seen what the Harbaughs are doing, and it reminds him of someone else that he used to know who was also a successful coach with the same type of offense before he developed an elite quarterback to bail him out of everything. In fact, that guy won 3 Super Bowls with a power run offense consisting of fullbacks Patrick Pass and Larry Centers, and later with a fullback named Heath Evans. I said, yeah, but Bill had a defense in those Super Bowls. She said, aren't you always spouting off those ridiculous stats you track for garbage points and that the Patriots are 5th in points allowed for 3 quarters and 3rd against teams with winning records? I said, yeah, but nobody believes me. She then said, well, one guy believes you. I said, who? She said, Bill Belichick. I said, how could he hear me? She said, didn't you say once that BB listens to those knuckleheads on PFW? I said, yeah. He even uses those guys for bulletin board material when he needs them. She said, well, maybe he heard or read you through the through your influence on them. She then added, Bill has to know what he has in Ridley and Polite, and if I know Bill, he is not one to waste an opportunity and seize a chance now to try the power run game this week against the Bills' 28th-ranked rush defense. This is a perfect time for it. Then I started looking at my wife standing there in her beat-up Patriots bathrobe like I was looking at Newt Rockne in that red, white, and blue bathrobe and thinking, could she really be smarter than my coach? Like all our football discussions, I had to get the last word in to decide this victory. I just gave her one of my hero's best media responses response lines to end any further words. We'll worry about next week. At last, silence. Not another word from her. The BB quote works again and leaves her speechless. Chalk up another victory. Then out of nowhere, she says to me, if the power run game was working to win those Super Bowls, why would you change? I said, I don't know. Maybe Bill overthought the whole thing and outsmarted himself. She then pulled my victory away like the giant Super Bowl all over again and said, it's like I tell you all the time, if it ain't broken, stupid, don't fix it. Gene in Daytona, Pat's 21, Bill's 17.
Ooh, a close one.
Yeah. I am not sure that it's going to be that close. I don't think it will be.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that close either, because I don't think the Bills, save for the big play talent that I'm a little fearful of, they're just not that good right now.
All right, Kevin, you want to give us some poll results and take us right into the break with it?
Yeah, the final poll results here for the Brady poll we were talking about earlier was 70% of the fans, Patriots fans, think that Brady should not play today if he's not 100%. And
that took a turn, huh?
The new poll is which offensive line injury worries you the most today, with Tom indeed being active and going to play. And it's obviously Mankins, Vollmer, and Light. So we'll head into the break now and more after this.
Dear business traveler high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEAT or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEAT. All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let's strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So I think, you guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right? Right.
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune in to the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
Back for the final segment of the regular season here on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. And what I like to do, Andy, before we touch base with Eric upstairs, is get to the autotrader.com emailer of the week. And it's a tough choice this week. We had a lot of international flavor, which I love, and I like to see those people participating. And I thought we had some interesting, obviously I just read Gene's email with his conversations with his wife are priceless, but he did win previously for one of his conversations with his wife. I don't know if you know Andy. I'm not really sure that he's actually having conversations with his wife.
I was just thinking. I really hope he has a wife that exists and converses with him.
Would make those emails.
Little part of me that's
would
worried.
Make those emails even better. But it is time now for the AutoTrader.com email of the week. And this week we are giving our $100 gift card to Edward.
Eddie.
Edward Gustafsson. I'm not sure where he's from.
Sounds like not America.
Sweden. No, I don't know where he's from because he doesn't list where he's from. But he is talking draft, Andy, so I'm going to read his email right now and give you an opportunity to respond a little bit.
Okay.
Do we have any idea why the Patriots can't draft wide receivers and defensive backs that last and achieve up to their potential? Aside from the really good ones that they gave away, like Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law, Asante Samuel, or the ones they just tossed without replacements like Merriweather, Sanders, and Bodden, they clearly have overachieved in some other draft areas like tight end and quarterback. Also, does Belichick understand that he needs to use all of his picks this year and maybe trade 2013 one and two picks into this year to build a team for Brady's remaining best chances to win Super Bowls in the next 3 to 5 years? They have a great offensive line with depth. They'll draft a young center for the future in 2012. Lots of running back youth and depth and the best tight end core in football. And with Brady and Welker, the offense is fine. A real deep threat would be nice, though. Any chance Bill will finally draft a set of young 3-4 defensive ends to pair with Wilfork? I think he touches on a lot of different areas there, and I thought it was in. Do you have specific thoughts? I know you're big on the edge guy, not necessarily a 3-4 end,
no,
but an edge guy.
Either a 4-3 end or a 3-4 outside linebacker, pass rusher, dynamic playmaker off the edge. Obviously, the dream scenario is DeMarcus Ware. That's who you're looking to get, DeMarcus Ware.
Love to get a dynamic athlete like that.
I don't think he understands or even believes.
I don't think he looks at it like that. I agree
with that. He is going to trade first-round, second-round picks in 2013 to get all load up now. I think if that were asked in a press conference, I don't agree with that, he would say.
I'm pretty sure you get a throw-up face.
Yeah, so he's going to treat this draft like he treats every other. Value. What he's looking for, he'll go in with some needs that he'd like to fill. He won't reach for those needs. He'll be looking to make the best picks he can, get value. He'll consider every trade that's thrown in front of him, which I do believe he considers moving up. I don't think he totally, don't even call if you're talking about me trading up.
Yeah, I agree.
He just doesn't see the value in it.
It has to be real value. We know that, and we've even heard him opine on other people's moves up the board that he has sort of disagreed with. So we know it has to be something that he really believes in.
But I do think he will go into this draft with looking at edge defensive players, impact speed-based defensive players, corner, safety, linebacker, any of those. And I think he'll be looking for a young receiver again. Now, I understand your trepidation, but I do think he'll be looking there.
So congratulations, Edward. You gave us a little of food for thought there on the draft. And
wish he gave us food.
For that, this week, you are the winner of the AutoTrader.com Emailer of the Week. And did you know that AutoTrader.com has brand spanking new cars? You do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. And congratulations to Edward. I believe that was the one email today that really didn't have anything to do with either Bill O'Brien or Brady's shoulder or something. And not that those emails were bad because they were topical, but that's kind of why I chose that one. Bold prediction for today from Craig in Ottawa. I haven't written in lately, but I'm here for the game today. Got a few bold predictions for you. Ocho Cinco, 3 targets, 3 catches, all for touchdowns.
That is bold.
Welker finishes the season with more than 1,600 yards and doesn't play in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
How many yards do you have now?
I don't know. 15 and change.
Oh, okay. Gronkowski will have 2 touchdowns today and have more than 100 yards.
That'll give him the record and extend his record to 17 for touchdowns by a tight end.
18 overall.
So clearly would be give him the greatest single season we've ever seen statistically from a tight end.
It's got a nice ring to it. I brought my mom for this game, and it's her first NFL game. Happy New Year.
Hi, Mrs. Brennan.
Yes, thank you, Craig. So, I'm interested.
Good day to bring a mom to a game, too.
Yeah, buddy.
Not too intense. Plus, nice weather.
Plus, it's going to be like in the 50s, good I think, by the game. Time kickoff, if it's not already there. Johnny in L.A. wanted to make sure that we knew he was only joking when he said it was the worst show ever.
You know what I say about jokes? A little bit of truth in every joke.
Yeah, you know your whole truth line? You know, your truth is never mean?
That was mean.
I'm going to disagree with you once again. I'll relay a quick story for you from my wife.
Uh-oh.
After the game, I played the old man basketball league that I ripped up my Achilles in. Thursday night, you know, we played another game. And, you know, usually when I get home, I'm feeling good that I actually went out and did something, but I usually get a little stiff, you know, as I'm, you know, getting ready to go to sleep. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't do that. I'm just too old. Of course, my wife says, well, honey, you're really not that old. You're just out of shape. So don't tell me that the truth isn't mean. That was mean.
She could have been worse than that. She could have said, you're not really that old. You just look it. That would have hurt even more.
Well, that was the Tom Curran thing. He had one of his fans actually ask Tom Curran, is Paul Perillo an old guy who looks young or a young guy who looks old?
And really, there's no answer there. You're a middle-aged guy.
Yeah, I'm right in between. I think certainly the gray hair and the lack of it makes me look a little bit older than I am, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it
is. I'm almost 44. I'm no spring chicken, Andy.
No.
Anyway, Johnny in L.A. wanted to let us know that we rock, and it's been terrific as usual this morning. Johnny, thank you. I know you're lying, but thank you nonetheless.
So before we get to Eric, since we've kind of poo-pooed the game for, I don't know, an hour and 45 minutes here, just unfold your scenario, your prediction as how this game will play out.
I have one thing that I'm overly concerned with today, and I want to see improvement in.
Run defense.
Absolutely. I don't want to see C.J. Spiller look like Reggie Bush did last week.
And Roy Alou 2 weeks ago.
And that's the kind of guy. But I just think this is a very similar kind of guy you're facing.
Well, I think Alou,
that you saw last
Bush,
week.
And Spiller are all the same. They're undersized, quasi-lead backs with some speed, the ability to get the edge. And they haven't had a lot of success against those guys.
Yeah, I think,
in between, they didn't have success against the fullbacks and Willis McGahee's.
All the other things that you could see improvement in today, to me, would be, yeah, but improvements. You know, if the Patriots just went out and ran the ball down Buffalo's throat, I'd say, well, yeah, but you know, that's everybody does that to Buffalo. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, if you held him down and picked off, well, you know what, the last 8 weeks, everybody's been doing that to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Stopping the run right now has been a problem for the Patriots for 3 weeks in a row. I want to see that. I want that trend to stop.
I would agree. That's a good one. I get back to my kind of general thing. It's about momentum. It's
you
about
want to play well. And
I'd like to see a touchdown on the first drive or in the first quarter on offense. Get out to a start that you haven't been getting out to. I'd love to see the run defense. I'd love to avoid. You can give up. You know, I think it's 86 yards they need to break the record for yards allowed. They're going to break that record. You can give up 300 yards. I don't want to see Stevie Johnson running behind Devin McCourty down the field for a 50-yard gain.
Good.
Give me small little improvements, little things to hang my hat on. You're not going to flick a switch and be good. Show me Brandon Spikes being active in the middle of the field. Show me Patrick Chung running around a little bit. You can still give up your points and your yards and your bend but don't break, but give me little things that I can say, okay, that's a little flavor that makes me feel better heading into the postseason.
All right, let's get up to the press box right now with our buddy Eric. And
your buddy.
Eric, how much Bill O'Brien talk is enveloping the press box upstairs at Gillette Stadium?
Oh, I was going to ask you guys the same thing, whether or not it was heating up down there.
Oh, that's our whole show.
It's more electronically that it's heating up here. I haven't really heard many people chatting about it, but the internet's all afire about it.
And
sounds like it's a foregone conclusion at this point.
No, I mean, obviously the report we're referencing from USA Today says it's basically down to contract, and, you know, if they can get the details of the contract figured out, Bill O'Brien could be the head coach of Penn State University and follow up Joe Pa.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pointed out, Eric, that's apparently one Brown grad replacing another. Interesting,
yep,
interesting. Let's hope that's where the similarities end and they go in different directions in terms of how they run their program and things of that nature, except for the winning part.
Right.
But obviously that's the overwhelming story of the day. Obviously a lot of talk also about inactives. and things going on. And I'm seeing tweets coming in now, Ryan Wendell with the left guard first unit. How much of that have you been able to focus on, the pregame warmups and what we may see? How have guys like Chung and Spikes looked? Let's start there on the defensive side of the ball, those two guys returning. How have they looked in warmups?
Right. Chung looks like he never left. He's moving around fine, doesn't appear to have any sort of limp or any, you know, noticeable problem with that right foot that has kept him out for over a month and a half now. Spikes, the same kind of thing, moving around very well. He's running more with the twos, is Spikes, whereas Chung has been working with the first unit at safety. So I would expect those two guys to contribute, probably Chung more so, obviously. I still think Spikes will get his way into the game.
Any change-ups in the secondary? We're always interested in the rotations there and who we see. Feels like every week there's somebody that we didn't really expect having a significant role. Have you seen any of that this week?
No, it looks to be about your standard. You know, McCourty on the left, Arrington on the right, and Yehedibo at safety, and with Chung just coming in with him. And then the safety, the reserve rotation is pretty much the same thing. Molden on one side, Nate Jones on the other. Sergio Brown coming in at safety. Some Matthew Slater a little bit too, obviously, but nothing surprising from that look.
Okay, so let's flip it to the offensive side of the ball, where obviously the focus is on the offensive line. Matt Light, mm-hmm. active. Logan Mankins, not.
Yes.
Sebastian
yep.
Vollmer, not. Not unexpected. But as I said, I saw a tweet coming in that Ryan Wendell playing some left guard. What
yep.
have you seen about it? Light looks like he's good to go, and what else
Light,
along the line?
Yeah, Light is at his normal left tackle position, looks to be okay. The first group had Nate Solder on the right tackle side in place of Vollmer, Connolly at center, Wendell at left guard, Waters at his typical right guard spot. They did some rotating. Marcus Cannon came in at right tackle. Solder swung over to the left side, but they do that quite a bit in warm-ups, so I don't know if we can read too much into that at this point, but just something to keep tucked in the back of your mind.
I know I'm known for rude questions and talk on this show, but I'm going to go the other direction. Have you seen any Lusaka Polite lining up in the backfield, any power running sets, and what has the rotation been with the ball carriers back there?
Yeah, you've been seeing a lot of Stephen Ridley,
nice.
Obviously with Kevin Paul being out.
Big day for Ridley today.
Yeah, that gives another opportunity for him, for the youngster. Polite has been out here, but I haven't really seen him doing a whole lot. So hasn't really gotten much into rotational work. So it will be kind of interesting to watch as the game unfolds how they employ him, if they employ him, when they employ him, because he's really kind of a mystery right now. I mean, you know, we know him a little bit from when he was with the Dolphins and facing him twice a year, but how they use him in this offense is going to be kind of curious to see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he is a factor in the running game or if it's simply an extra body on the edge and pass protection and almost an extra tight end, things of that nature. Obviously, the weather looks like going to be
perfect.
A positive factor today for some of these passing records to be broken with Tom Brady and Wes Welker and Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Players enjoying the warmth?
Yeah, a lot of short sleeves or no sleeves at all, and it's bright and sunny. Actually, some of the return guys in warm-ups were having a little difficulty putting their hands, you know, the sun is actually pretty glaring, and they haven't had that many 1 o'clock games, so sun hasn't really been too much of a factor so far. But,
return men for the Patriots? Are we talking about our guys?
Yeah. No, for the Patriots. Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Guys like,
well,
you know,
especially
Edelman, you know,
at this time of year, yeah, the sun is definitely a factor on those because the sun's
a little
bit of a different spot.
But other than that, the temperature-wise, it's balmy. As you saw, you didn't have to tweet about walking across the parking lot this week. So
no, it was beautiful. No wind, bright sunny day. Ready. You know, people are bragging. We get a lot of calls and emails from all around the country, and people, oh, it's like 70 here today. Well, you know what? It's going to be 45, 50 degrees here today or whatever it is. So
exactly. Are we getting many tailgating pictures or tweets from people?
We only got one or two pictures today, but we have gotten a few from the different fan clubs. So I don't know if they're all here.
Hungover from the New
Year's. I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think a lot of partying this weekend for the tailgaters, and with the fact that this game, even though it has – implications, quote unquote,
right.
You know, not the most exciting of season finales, not the most on the line, but I do think you could see a rocking atmosphere here at Gillette today with the potential for records and the excitement and, You know,
sure.
Especially now that people will have their, you know, their mobile devices, they'll know what Drew Brees is doing.
Right.
If he's out of the game and they sense that Brady has a chance and all that stuff.
Sure. Yeah,
could be a fun day.
It's going to be exciting. It's as I said to Andy on the way down, it feels like the playoffs have already started, but at the same time, I can't wait for the playoffs to get started.
Yeah, me too. I've had about enough of the regular season, I have to be honest with you. I was just joking with Andy during our last break. You know, I wish we could just do one of those, trial things for lawyers. You know, we'll agree that he says this. Buffalo agrees that the Patriots won this game, and we just move on.
Exactly.
You know? That's the way it's going to end. Well, we'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, Eric, we'll be up to get the bacon soon.
That's the Big E.
Very good.
Eric Scalavino, who's really not all that big.
I thought the Big E was that
Elvin Hayes.
Isn't it also like a big fair or something in Western Mass? Springfield, the Big E?
Oh, I have no idea.
Anybody from Western Mass around here? Isn't that the Big E? Anything, anyone, monkey,
hey,
ape.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Springfield.
Sean, it's huge,
and,
isn't it? Like a week long.
The big
and
turkey legs and all
but
that
even,
stuff.
And there's like concerts
and
legitimate
goes for like
music.
A month or
yeah.
Something like that.
The Big E. You should take the kids out there.
Not a chance. Sean in Atlanta, by the way, says that you're
the
writing football articles as well as anyone ever has.
Oh, suck it, Sean. And by it, you know what I mean. It, right here.
Tony says that Andy's right about Eric. He's a cranky little man who obviously needs to find a new job because he's miserable.
Wait, you left out?
No, I didn't.
He didn't swear.
Come on. We don't
it's
talk
a word
like
that starts with a letter that may be the third in the alphabet.
We don't talk like that. KB from Atlanta.
I
great,
see what
great
you
email
did there.
Though. Great email, though. who do you think,
you know,
who do you think will the Patriots will face first in the playoffs? Which team are you worried about in the AFC?
All of them. And none of them.
I'm not worried about some of them.
The only one I'm not worried about is the Denver Broncos.
Denver or Oakland. I know that one of those is going to win the AFC West. I'm not worried about either one of those two teams. I'm not really worried about Houston. I would have been had Schaub been the quarterback, but I'm not worried about them with T.J. Yates.
That's right. He's no Matt Moore.
He's not. He may end up being better than Matt Moore someday, but he's not right now.
I think he's as good as Matt Moore is right now, and has better potential talent around him.
All right. Kevin tells me that the ESPN boys, and as part of their pregame, were once again talking negatively about the worst defense ever.
Were they giggling?
So he has some sound that he wants to let us listen to about the Patriots' 32nd ranked defense.
Do these Patriots, number one seed Patriots, you still have concerns there?
At some point during the playoffs, I believe that the Patriots will have to play better defense than what they actually have. They will run up against a defense that maybe won't allow them to score the 24, 30, 35 points that they need in order to win a football game. And you go back and study this, Super Bowls 25, 36, and 42 all involve Coach Belichick. Two times he was the grind it out, run it guy, have to play solid defense. Those Super Bowls they won. The year that Brady threw the 50 touchdowns, they were the best offense in the history of football, and they didn't win. It just speaks to the playoffs.
Boom's going to be generous. You guys are being generous. This defense is awful. I mean, it's the worst defense in the history of the NFL. And you guys, are we concerned? Belichick, that's all he knows is defense. You think he's not concerned? Guys, the last 7 weeks, they won seven games. Sanchez, Palco, Vince Young, Orlowski, Rex Grossman, Tim Tebow, Matt Moore. These guys had almost career days against them. They're average. This group. Now, none of these guys going to be in the playoffs, Steve. I know you had your list.
T.J. Yates. Okay, Tim Tebow, Carson Palmer.
Okay, what about Big Ben?
I said the only team is Pittsburgh.
No problem. Worst defense in history of the NFL. I'm concerned, Boone.
No.
Of the NFL, long time.
And I'm going to be charitable, but I'm not trying to make you choose. That's a fact. 32nd ranked in yards, 14th in points allowed.
They continue to go back to that number like it's good.
Right.
I don't understand that. If you said 32nd in yards allowed, 4th in points, I would say, okay. 14th is nothing to crow about. That's not very good. I don't understand why we're still talking about this, to be honest with you.
Oh, no! It we suck again!
It is what it is. I don't really understand why we're still talking about it.
Worst in NFL history. That's a long time now.
That's a long time now.
I know Patriots fans don't see the humor in Chris Carter right now in this topic necessarily.
No.
But he makes me laugh.
Well, I'll say the other thing. Tom Jackson said something in that whole rant that I thought was highly stupid. Sometimes there are facts that don't necessarily tell you a factual thing. The fact that that the Patriots lost the Super Bowl in 2007 had nothing to do with the way that the team was built, because they had 50 touchdown passes from their quarterback and a high-flying offense, and their defense wasn't quite as strong as the offense. That had nothing to do with why they went 18-1 instead of 19-0. Now, if you want to use this kind of team right now and you say, well, they're in a lot of close games and a lot of high-scoring games, they were able to win them in the regular season, but it's not going to happen in the postseason, that's different. But don't tell me the 2007 team was flawed by design, because of its design. I understand they lost the Super Bowl. There's no correlation between the fact that they won in 2003 and 4 and 1 with run-oriented, grinded-out offenses and better defenses. That's not the same thing. I don't know how you feel about it, but that drives me crazy.
What also drives some people on Twitter crazy, Gasface25's calling BS. ESPN said some nice things. Kevin cut it out, so you got just the one negative view.
Oh, no, he did that on purpose. Kevin, that was intentional. You are right, Gasface. He
also wasn't going to play 5 minutes.
Right. We wanted to get the Chris Carter part where he called it the worst defense in the history of football. We understand that. And listen, we all know the Patriots can win the Super Bowl even with this defense. There's no one out there that's balanced enough or good enough to say that the Patriots can't beat.
Real quick question before we wrap this up, maybe your final thoughts on the game. Do you want the Jets in the playoffs or no?
Oh, no.
Okay, me neither.
I don't think the Jets are that good. I think they're in a little bit of a transition. They're going to need to sort of make a transition on defense, but I still don't want to see them, because I'll tell you right now, I don't want to see teams that will come to Gillette Stadium unafraid to win. That's one of them. They know they can win here. They've done it. I don't want to see Baltimore. I don't want to see Pittsburgh. Those are teams that are unafraid of the environment. Give me Denver. Give me Houston. Give me Cincinnati. Those teams will come in here and poop their pants. They will not be mentally strong enough to beat New England in a playoff game in Foxborough.
Because as I forgot the number, but there are a lot of permutations of how those final seeds and roster playoff spots play out. And that's an interesting day for Patriots fans. I think generally you feel fine about beating any of those teams. You know, obviously it's the big two. It's Pittsburgh and Baltimore that you don't want to face. But my final point would be, take care of business today. Tom Brady, lead a touchdown drive in the first quarter. Make some plays on defense. Give up your yards, set your bad record, but have some fun, get some momentum heading into the postseason.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good one about the quick start on offense. I'd like to see that, too.
Believe it or not, Andy, we always try to get off to a quick start on offense.
But as always, the fun has not stopped here. Our Patriots pregame social is over, but stick with Patriots.com. Get on the Kirsch Words live in-game blog. Sort of torment Freddie Kirsch a little bit, because he needs it. We will not be with you next week regardless. We will not have a bye week Patriots pregame social.
We earned the bye
and we're going to take it, so we will be back on either Saturday or Sunday for the divisional round of the playoffs. And remember, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes before game time. Obviously, we do not know what that game time will be right now. We do know it will be a home game right here at Gillette Stadium. Until then, enjoy the game today and Happy New Year.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills.
Patriots come hard. He looks, he fires to the right. It is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, at the 40. Stay on speed all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Fourth and goal, San Diego. Patriot 1 yard line. High formation behind Rivers. McMichael in motion, left to right. Handoff in the backfield comes to Tolbert. He is hit and stopped. Patriots defense holds. Gerard Mayo.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.